Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Hey guys, welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. I'm super excited to talk to you all about today's topic, knowing God's voice, right? How can we walk in complete victory if we don't know God's voice? And so I find that since I've begun my Christian journey, right, I hear a lot of people say things like, oh, you know, we have to be victorious in Christ and God has won the victory for us and we just have to trust God and we just have to believe God, right? We throw out all these notions. Well, how can you trust God if you don't know His voice? How can you follow the Lord if you don't know what He's saying? And so even on the last episode of Victory Talk with Victoria, we talked about walking in confidence. This idea of being confident but not being prideful, this idea of walking in who God has called you to be without making it all about you. That's tough. And so as I was thinking about this topic for today, I thought to myself, how can you even walk in this confidence or this confidence if you don't know whose voice you're following? And so if you think about us, like our makeup as people, we hear all these different voices every single day, right? We hear the voice of God, hopefully, right? Speaking life and joy and love and provision and hope into our situation. Amen. But we also hear the voice of the enemy trying to get us to doubt God, right? Did God really say, let's go back to Genesis, right? But then we also hear the voice of the crowd. We have social media. We have access to numerous people at all times. I think I have over 1,600 Facebook friends. Some of them I know, some of them I don't know, but that's over 1,600 different perspectives that I could be infiltrated with at any given moment. That's not to include the different groups I'm a part of, like socially, like in person or via social media. That's not to include the different pages that maybe I follow, whether on Instagram, TikTok, or whatever the case may be. So we have all these influences, but then within our own self, we also have our own voice, right? Our own view of what is moral, what is immoral, right? Our conscience, maybe some would call it. So we have all these different voices, all these perspectives, and let's go way back. We have the voices of our parents. We have the voices of our community. We have the voices of our church. We have the voices of the news articles. We have the voices of, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, whoever you follow. And so all day long, we're combating what is right, what is truth, what is to be believed, and what is to be put to the side. And so that is tough to walk in confidence when you have so many voices telling you to do different things. A really good example of this is when I was growing up, I was taught you work hard, you get straight A's or A's and B's so that you can go to a good college, so that you can get a good job, so that when you're competing for a job, you will be competitive, so you will make more money, so you'll have more money to retire. And it's all a process that begins from when you're in high school, right? That's a lot of pressure. And so that's exactly what I did, right? I got the straight A's. I got into a great college. I went to Spelman College my first year. And so that was an excellent opportunity for me. And I would finish off to eventually getting my master's degree. And so I was taught that if I did all the things, I would be set up for success, right? That's what the voices around me told me. And I did all the things. And do you know, when I went for my first job with a master's degree, they offered me much lower than minimum wage. They offered me like $6.50 an hour, which was unheard of, right? For a person with a master's degree to work a job for $6.50 an hour. And this was in my field of psychology. I would have been helping children who were coming into the foster program. And so wow, those voices, some would say, maybe did they lead me in the right direction or not? I don't know. But those voices were so strong that that's what I followed. Whereas now I find that parents are kind of encouraging their children to find the trade, work the trade, be an entrepreneur, be your own boss. Like there's a whole nother generation of thought process of when it comes to education, when it comes to how to live your life, when it comes to how to make money. And so the voices that the generation now are going to experience is going to drive them in a totally different direction than my generation. So come on, voices matter. Voices matter. If we were on Facebook or doing a live chat, I would tell you to type in the comments, voices matter. And so we have to be very careful who we listen to, who we believe, and what we allow to sit in our spirit, right? And so I just want to start off this week's message with this Bible verse, And so it is found in John chapter 10, verses 3. It says, "To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out." He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. I love that verse. I also love John 10, verses 27. It's very similar. It says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." There's one version that says, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." So my question for you today is, do you know God's voice? Are you a part of those sheep who know his voice and will follow him? And so recently I watched a video, and it was of a shepherd. It was a modern day video, maybe from like 5 years ago. And the shepherd had a group of people stand on the side of his, I guess what would be called like a pen. I don't know. It was a lot of sheep, guys. It was at least 100. And he had different people call out to the sheep, right? So they called out for them. They did the little calls, whatever it is that you would do for sheep. So all these different people took a turn trying to get the sheep to listen to them. And so I will say about 7 people in, the shepherd stands up and he just makes a sound. He just talks. He speaks. And instantly, all the sheep got to moving. All the sheep started to run towards him. They started to run straight towards his voice. It was crazy. It was miraculous. It was a beautiful picture of what God means when he says, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." Come on, that is powerful. And so I want to empower you guys to walk in victory. I want to empower you guys to walk in confidence. But even more than that, I want to empower you to walk in what God is telling you to do. And so I want to give you guys some quick tips on how you can know that God is calling you to do something. I want to give you 5 today. I have 7. If you want to hear the other 2, you're going to have to head over to victoryspeaks.org. But we're going to start with 5 today, leaning in to know what God is speaking. And so number 1, does it line up to the word? Does it line up to God's word? I just want to tell you, God is not going to tell you to marry somebody else's husband or wife. God is not going to have you to probably steal, kill, or destroy somebody else, right? So God is probably not going to have you to do anything that goes against what he has commanded in his word, right? So if it doesn't line up to his word, it's a high chance, a 99.99999% chance that God did not speak it to you, right? And so the first thing you need to do when you hear that thing, you hear that voice in your head, you need to ask yourself, does it line up to God's word? That's number 1. Number 2, does it bring condemnation? All right. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you are walking after the Spirit, if you are walking in God's word, if you are walking in God's truth, you should not be constantly feeling like you're condemned to hell. Come on. God, when he speaks, I'll give you an example between condemnation and conviction, because the Lord will correct you. Okay. So let's say you told a lie, right? You didn't want to go to that meeting today. So you just kind of told them you weren't feeling well because you didn't want to go. I have been guilty of this. When I used to work full time in childcare, I admittedly would wake up and be like, I am not going up in there. And I would not be honest. I'm sorry. Okay. Condemnation comes and says, you are a liar. You are nothing but a liar. And how could God ever love someone who's a liar like you? That's condemnation. Conviction will say, my child, you're better than that. I believe that the next time you get that opportunity to tell the truth, you will do so. God will send you back to his word and he will bring the correction, but he will do so in a way that's loving, that's motivating, and that reminds you that you belong to the King of Kings. All right, so let's talk about number three. The third way that you can know that God is speaking to you is, does it reflect God's character? Does it reflect God's character? So chances are, if you hear a voice that's telling you to be ugly to people, to curse people out, to be deceptive, like the example I just gave, or it's just so full of shame and guilt and condemnation like we just talked about, there's a high chance that God is not speaking that to you, right? The things that God speaks reflects who he is, right? So he is just, he is loyal, he is kind, he is gentle, he is truth, right? He is hope. He's attentive. He's intentional. I could go on and on, right? There's not enough words to describe who God is. And most of them, all of them are good words, right? Does he get angry? Yes, he does have that side of him that he demands justice. He demands truth, right? He demands holiness. But if what God is speaking to you, or let me put it like this, if you hear a voice that's speaking to you, that's asking you or calling you to do something that will cause you to be sinful, that will cause you to turn people away from the gospel, there's a high chance that God is not telling you to do that. There's a high chance that God is not telling you to post that thing that's going to turn 99% of the people who are looking at it away from Jesus. He probably just isn't speaking to you. It may be your flesh telling you to write that, telling you to say that, telling you to think that, right? And so let's be super careful with that. And I notice a lot of times, and it's very scary to me, in Christianese right now, sometimes we are masking our own thoughts and feelings in God's word, right? God didn't really say that, but we're using God's word almost as a default. And that is a very dangerous ground to try to use God's word to prove your point, and your point wasn't Jesus. Uh-oh. But we're not talking about that this morning. But I just want to remind you guys that when God speaks, it reflects his word. It reflects the Bible. Again, point one, when God speaks, is not going to contradict the word of God. It's not going to contradict your Bible. All right. Number four, does it challenge you to do better? Does what God is speaking to you right now challenge you to do better? Or does that voice that you're hearing challenge you to do better? Or is it challenging you to quit? Is it encouraging you to just stop? Is it encouraging you to give up? Is it encouraging you to commit suicide? Is it encouraging you to walk in depression and defeat and discouragement? Because if it is, there's a high chance God is not speaking to you in that moment. And so it's very important that we recognize that we're humans and we're going to struggle with sin. But when he speaks to us, we will not miss the mark. When we follow what God is telling us to do, we will get closer and closer to God, and we will start to hear His voice even more clearer. And so if you're in a situation where you kind of don't know what to do and you don't know if God is calling you to walk in that promotion or if God is calling you to speak that encouraging word to that person, I can assure you that the devil is not calling you to go up to someone and to give them an encouraging word. I can assure you that the devil is not calling you to reach out to that person you haven't heard from and to pray for them. Come on. God challenges us to do better, to be better, to act better, and to live better. And number 5, does it cause pain? John 10:10 says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Does what is being spoken to you, does that voice that you're hearing steal something from you? What does it kill you emotionally, mentally, physically, or will it be a weapon to somebody else if you were to speak it out? Right? Does it destroy something that's important to me? My marriage, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my kids, my health? Because if it causes pain, I have to question if God spoke it to you. Now, will we go through things that are painful? Absolutely. But if, let me put it like this, God is probably not going to call you to do something that's going to hurt somebody else. That's just not in line with His character, right? He's not going to call you back to the last point. He's not going to call you to reach out to somebody and, as I say, give them the business, right? Or cuss them out or treat them bad. Chances are God is not going to cause you to do that. The enemy will. The enemy will get you all riled up that you are just spouting off at the mouth or doing things that you know that God wouldn't, you know, He wouldn't give you a check mark beside that action. And so it's really important that we know the tricks of the enemy and that we look out for them. And so before you say that thing out of your mouth, you can literally just do a self-evaluation. Does this kill, steal, or destroy the person I'm about to speak to emotionally, mentally, or physically? Does this thought kill, steal, or destroy me emotionally, mentally, or physically? Is this thing something that lines up to what God is saying? Or is it something that's going to cause more pain in the long run? Because if it is, there's a high chance that God isn't speaking it. All right, guys. So those are 5 tips I wanted to empower you with today. I have 2 more. I want to encourage you to head over to www.victoryspeaks.org and check out the last 2 tips to know if God is speaking to you. Our life is so precious. What God has called us to do is so important. Whatever it is that He's called you to do, whether He's called you to be in the marketplace, whether He's called you to be a stay-at-home mom, whether He's called you to be an educator or entrepreneur, it matters. Our life matters. How we walk, how we talk, how we move matters. Why? Because we want to do all things that draw people back to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But unfortunately, when we're walking in a manner to where we don't even know God's voice for ourselves, we sure as well are not going to be able to encourage other people to do the same. So that's my encouragement for you. Be blessed. Walk in victory. Go check out those last 2 tips and walk in love and hope. And please, for all of our sake, walk in what God is calling you to do, how He's called you to do it, as soon as you can, right? Because we're waiting for you. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.